From 88.5 FM WXPN in Philadelphia and NPR Music, welcome to the live concert with Steve Earle. Now let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live in Philadelphia and the host of the XPN Midday Show and Philly Local, Helen Light.
Welcome, everyone, from WXPN in Philadelphia, NPR Music. I'm Helen Light. Today's concert will be at the World Cafe Live right here in Philadelphia, going out live at XPN to our listeners worldwide at xpn.org, Vermont Public Radio at vpr.net, kut.org in Austin, Texas, WBFO in Buffalo, New York, and npr.org. Well, today's guest recently released his new CD, Washington Square Serenade. It's our featured album this week. It's on New West Records. Will you please welcome Steve Earle?
Sunset in my mirror, pedal on the floor, bound for New York City, and won't be back no more. Won't be back no more, boss, won't see me around. Goodbye, Guitar Town. Goose out on the highway, voices on the wind, telling me we may never pass this way again. Voices on the highway, angels beckoning like a long lost friend. Fare thee well, I'm bound to roam. This ain't never been my home. Strange in my mirror, lines around my eyes, string around my finger, but I don't remember why. Don't remember why, boys, don't remember how. Goodbye, Guitar Town. Redhead by my side, cross the mighty Hudson River to New York City side. Redhead by my side, boy, sweetest thing I found. Goodbye, Guitar Town.
Thanks.
In the darkest hour of the longest night, if it was in my power, I'd step into the light. Candles on the altar, a penny in your shoe. Walk upon the water, Happy birthday till the day you die. Careful what you ask for, don't know till you try. Hands are in your pockets, staring at your shoes. Wishing you could stop it, a transcendental blues. If I had it my way, everything would change. Had it up this highway, the rules are still the same. Backwards never carry you where you want them to.
Thanks.
Made in Philadelphia, that record was actually. New York rocks. We'll talk about that song. It's funny about, you know, living in New York at this point in my life. It was a lot of places, Amsterdam, a lot of places that I only saw one part of for years and years and years, and found out there's other things there. It's like, I went to Australia the first time I ever even saw a kangaroo, you know, so I saw prostitutes and drug dealers. It was a lot like, you know, at that point in my life, there was no difference between Sydney and Philly. It didn't make any difference. Yeah, well, trust me, I sort of, it's a lot better deal to, like, you know, figure out that there are museums and there are theaters and there are other things to do in all these towns. So. Important. I swear. He lives right down on Lewis Street, I swear. I seen him rocking his rocking chair. I star whip the top of Lewis Street and a walk down to the end. Star whip top and a walk down to the end. I go way down in the bottoms, y'all, but I come back up again. My mama told me, Papa too, they both talk till they turn blue, but I got them old sap Nashville blues again. I can't be satisfied until they lock me up again. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks.
At 88.5 XPN, xpn.org, and npr.org. We're at the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Our guest today is Steve Earle, and the release of his new CD, Washington Square Serenade, is our featured album this week, and he's joining us for today's live concert. So thank you for joining us today. I know you're not going out there on the road touring until after the first of the year, so.
Well, yeah, we did. We did like three festivals, and then one kind of Four Walls date in New York in Town Hall, the week that the record came out, and we did Austin City Limits Festival. I think the first show was at Bumbershoot, and then Austin City Limits, and we did Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, which I do every year. But this year I did basically the show that we're taking out, or the beginnings of it, rather than the Bluegrass Band, because Tim O'Brien decided he was going to be in Ireland this year in October. And we, with that band, we either roll with the whole crew or not at all. So next year we'll probably have the Bluegrass Band back for that. But we're going to start the tour in January in Glasgow in Scotland, and we'll be in the States by late February. And we'll be jumping back and forth across the ocean playing shows all next year and probably into the year after that. It's after we're waiting for Allison's record to come out, because then we can. That's about staying married. It has nothing to do with marketing.
Now, listen, I understand when you recorded the album in New York, and you went from working with Analog and working with Pro Tools, and you decided that working with Pro Tools gave you the opportunity to actually take more control and work. It lent you the opportunity to work by yourself.
Yeah, which was a surprise. I mean, I was having to, I've never been opposed to recording software. In fact, I made some of the first digital records that were made. I mean, my first four records were digital records that were recorded on tape, but Guitar Town, Exit Zero, The Hard Way, Copperhead Drive, they're all digital records. There's no analog signal path involved at all. They're DDD, and they were literally recorded, mixed, and mastered in a digital format. I started recording in analog because it effortlessly sounded better overall when I got out and I started a recording studio with Ray Kennedy. But I've moved to New York, so I'm not in Nashville as much, and the studio's sort of come to an end because of real estate issues that don't have anything to do with me. Real estate issues never have anything to do with me, because I'm a communist, and, you know, I don't, but it was just trying to figure out, a lot of things had happened. I'd changed record labels, I'd changed managers, I'd gotten married, I'd moved to New York, and I was trying to find a way. I'm really proud of every record I've ever made, but the last, you know, you have to change things up every once in a while, and a lot of it was that I'd reached a point where I really needed to make a record that didn't have anyone else's fingerprints on it till I was sure where the songs were going. Because, for, you know, we tour so much that sound, you know, like pre-production would be the band, you know, bashing things out on sound checks, and, you know, for the last, you know, 10 years, and I just wanted a little time with it. So I finally tested positive for Pro Tools, and originally originally, I thought I was making demos, and I also discovered the ingenious ways that New York shopkeepers can make handles for heavy pieces of gear when you're taking them home on the train. And just, you know, I'd go up. I was going to keep it limited. I was going to just buy this thing called an inbox and a computer, and then, you know, of course, immediately, being male and American, I wanted more horsepower. And so I kept buying stuff, and the next thing, what amazed me was, in all the time I had an analog studio, I never recorded anything myself. It really is an art, and it's hard to learn to do, and Ray Kennedy did all that. There's a lot of things on this record that I recorded myself in my apartment, so it was a revelation, and I discovered that what I was making could be the basis for the record, and I started thinking, who does that? You know, and plus, you know, we came up with John King, who's half of the Dust Brothers, and recorded a lot of acoustic instruments and software before. And I started working with beats, like I said, originally, because I thought it was part of the demo process. And some of those beats, some of them are drum programs I did, some of them are drum programs John did, some of them are loops that we found and just destroyed them beyond, you know, so they were unrecognizable. And And there, and then there's some live drums ever dubbed on some. We moved to Electric Lady when we started having to record things that wouldn't fit in the apartment or were interfering with Allison doing pre-production on her record, you know, loud things.
So, and one other question before we get some more music. You know, the feel of I Love New York, you obviously rediscovered New York.
It wasn't so much about rediscovering New York. I've always loved it. But it was figuring out that it was just for me at this point in my life. I really desperately needed last couple of elections. I'm Tennessee's been great. It's a beautiful place, and I have a house there, and it's really gorgeous there. But I also been able to live there for 32 years, partially because I wasn't there very much. And it's the last. Well, it's just, man, the last couple of elections, I really desperately needed to walk out my front door and see like a mixed race same sex couple holding hands, because it makes me feel safer. I live in the Village. Yeah, that's not. Anyway, what else we need to do?
I think we touched on a lot of things. I know you're gonna be doing an interview with David Dye, so I know an interview and performance will be coming up on the World Cafe as we continue with our special lunchtime performance. Thanks again, Steve, for joining us today. The Washington Square Serenade CD is the new album. And again, at xpn.org and npr.org, Steve Earle.
Thanks. This sort of came about from the coldest night of the year in New York City last year, and standing in the back of this ancient synagogue that's become a venue, really beautiful venue on the Lower East Side, and watching my wife sing. My baby, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby sparkle and shine, everyone knows she's fine. She blesses all that she sees, a toss of her hair and a kiss in the breeze. But she don't love no one but me, and I can't believe she's mine. Shimmering she moves, sunlight all around her. Even when she's blue, silver clouds surround her. My baby, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby, sparkle and shine, everyone knows she's fine. My baby swings down the street, big, tall, high-heel shoes on her feet. Walks by and my heart skips a beat, and I'm stumbling like a fool. She give me something so sweet that I can't sleep, y'all, and I can't eat. Sparks fly whenever we meet, and I'm breathless 'cause she's so cool. And where she goes, I can only follow. She'll be there, I know, when I wait tomorrow. My baby, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby, sparkle and shine, everyone knows she's fine. Everyone knows she's mine. Thanks.
Would you please welcome Allison Moore?
Also from the record, Allison and I wrote this because I was getting down to the end of the record, and I've been including duets on records for years and written a lot of them to sing with a lot of people. This one didn't require any acting whatsoever. So, and it's I was sort of running out of time, and I said, you don't have any, like a title or a piece of a melody lying around. So, and she did. So. Thank God. Once again, she bailed me out. So, this is. We were kind of trying to make something between a Lovin' Spoonful record and Walk Away Renee or something. Ready? One, two, three, four.
Come and gone, another circle round the sun, another thousand tears have fallen. I don't ever count them, 'cause I'm surrounded by your love. Days are never long enough. More seasons on parade show their colors, then they fade. That won't happen to us, darling. We'll remember how it was, then begin again, because days are never long enough. Never late, isn't bound by our fate. Try as we may, love might never be found if we wait until the sun comes up on another day, my love. Days are never long enough. Bound by fate, try as we may, love might never be found if we wait until the sun comes up on another day, my love. Days are never long enough.
Could you, this instrument is, in case you're wondering, is called a bouzouki, except when you're going through security in an airport, then you call it an octave mandolin. You don't want to say... Tim O'Brien warned me about that. It's also this record song we're getting ready to sing on the record has another instrument on it that you don't want to mention when you're going through airports. It's called a zaboomba. Don't say that either. We recorded this with a band that I think you should know about called Foro in the Dark, and they're Brazilian cats from, you know, like kind of all over Brazil, but they live in, and it's sort of filtered through the East Village in New York City. And the only non-Brazilian in the band is my friend Smokey Hormel, who you've heard on a lot of records. And I discovered the band at South by South. I was drug kicking and screaming to South by Southwest this year, and couldn't get an appointment for Root Canal. And I swore I wasn't going to go out and see anything, just play my show and go home. Because I was kind of in the middle of the record and didn't really want to be there. And then the Foro in the Dark played in the courtyard in our hotel, so I couldn't escape it, and they were really, really great. And at the time, I've been looking for something. I knew I wanted to write something that dealt with our so-called hot topic. It's coming up, a lot of politicians and pundits like Lou Dobbs. They seem to be talking a lot about immigration and how immigrants are coming here and taking your jobs, and that's where all of these jobs went. And that's a lie, folks. That's not true. Number one, I grew up in San Antonio, Texas. Where I grew up, nobody moves across the border to get a job. The border moved across them. So there's that issue just from Jump Street. And Lou Dobbs does advocate building a fence around the entire country. And I almost had to move after the last couple of elections. Things were getting so mean, and I very nearly left the country. But then I figured out that all I had to do is move to New York City, and it was possible to make one last stand with my back to the Atlantic Ocean. So,
living in a city of immigrants, I don't need to go traveling. Open the door in a worldwide sin. Living in a city of immigrants. Living in a city that never sleeps. My heart keeping time to 1,000 beats. Singing in languages I don't speak. Living in a city of immigrants. A city of blank. A city of white. A city of light. City of innocence, city of sweat, city of tears, city of prayer, city of immigrants. Living in a city where the dreams of men reach up, touch the sky and then tumble back down to earth again. Living in a city that never quits. Living in a city where streets are paved with good intentions and a people's faith and a sacred promise, a statue made. Living in a city of immigrants. A city of steel. A city of wheels. Constantly spinning. A city of bone, a city of skin, a city of pain, a city of immigrants. Thank you. flows out and the sea rolls in, washes away and all of my sins. Living in a city of immigrants, city of black, city of white, city of light. I'm living in a city of immigrants, city of stone, city of steel, city of wheels. I'm living in a city of immigrants, city of bone, city of skin, a city of pain. I'm living in a city of immigrants, city of black, city of white, city of light, city of immigrants. All of us are immigrants. All of us are immigrants.
Alison Moore.
Steve Earle.
I've decided that I'm just gonna keep singing the song until it comes true. Senses again. Looked into my heart to find I believed in one fine day all the children of Abraham will lay down their swords forever in Jerusalem. Maybe I'm only dreaming. Maybe I'm just a fool, but I don't remember learning how to hate in Sunday school. But somewhere along the way I strayed, I never looked back again. But I still find some comfort now and then. And the storm comes rumbling in, I can't lay me down, and the drums are drumming again. And I can't stand the sound, but I believe that one fine day the lion and the lamb will lie down in peace together in Jerusalem.
then. Yeah, there'll be no wire walls. We can wash all this blood from our hands and all this hatred from our souls. But I believe that on that day, all the children of Abraham will lay down their swords forever in Jerusalem. Yes, we must believe that one fine day, all the children of Abraham will lay down their swords forever in Jerusalem.
Thank you so much.
Steve Earle. The new CD, Washington Square Serenade, available on New West Records. Thanks to Steve for joining us today, and Allison Moore. You can check out our website at xpn.org for more information to hear this concert again, along with a lot of other great live music at exponentialmusic.org and npr.org. Join us next week for a performance from Touch of the Maytals. Live from 88.5 WXPN in Philadelphia and npr.org, xpn.org. I'm Helen Light.